I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the creation of North Fraley Street Extension and the Theodore Roosevelt Memorial Highway. When popular President Teddy Roosevelt died at the age of 60 in 1919, the idea of a transcontinental highway named in his honor was hatched. Work began across the country in the early 1920s at the local, state, and federal levels, connecting existing roads to a patchwork of auto trails from the early days of motor vehicle travel. When completed, the Theodore Roosevelt Memorial Highway would stretch more than 4,000 miles from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon. Today, the once famous highway is Route 6, Kane's major east-west thoroughfare. In the early 1920s, the Kane Borough needed a more direct connection to the Sheffield Road in anticipation of the Roosevelt Highway being built. At that time, Fraley Street abruptly ended on the hilltop, just past the modern-day site of the post office, near the intersection of Poplar Street and Wetmore Avenue. That intersection, or the Triangle as it was known, was a trouble spot on the roadway and had a high accident rate. Kane's Borough Council debated two options to improve traffic flow and safety. The first option was to extend Dawson Street northward to connect with Wetmore Avenue. While this new road would be the shorter of the two options to build, the plan would bypass Fraley Street rather than provide a direct connection to the business district. The second option was the creation of the North Fraley Street Extension. That project would involve much grading and backfilling to connect to Wetmore Avenue near the present-day site of the hospital. Building the North Fraley Street Road was a no-brainer, opening up direct access to the business district and providing a much improved connection to the extensive new Roosevelt Highway. The new thoroughfare was completed in July of 1926 to a large celebration at Ludlow's Recreation Park, and would become key to driving the success of Fraley Street merchants in the decades to come. Additionally, the recently upgraded road made the adjacent Campbell Farm site the perfect choice to locate the community hospital when it was built in 1927. In Pennsylvania, the Roosevelt Highway, or today's Route 6, spans east from the Ohio line near Pymatuning to the Mid-Delaware Bridge over the Delaware River into Port Jervis, New York. It is the longest highway segment in the Commonwealth. Most expanses are a two-lane rural highway with some freeway bypasses around larger towns. The Pennsylvania section of US 6 was renamed the Grand Army of the Republic Highway in 1946. This name was applied to its full transcontinental length by 1953. U.S. Route 6 crosses into McKean County and is one of the country's most scenic roads as it heads southeast through the Allegheny National Forest. Then Route 6 leaves the forest and runs through lightly developed rural land before it enters Kane. Here the route heads south on North Fraley Street, passing the hospital before passing across the Hilltop Business District. Here, US 6 comes to a junction with the northern terminus of Pennsylvania 66, with 66 continuing south on Fraley Street and US 6 turning east onto Grieve Street and onto Lance Corners, Mount Jewett, Smethport, and all other points east. In the nearly 100 years that have passed since local leaders chose to extend Fraley Street northward, it is clear they took the correct fork in the road. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.